Captain Donovan, did it make any sense to you that the Pentagon is sending military lawyers to Minneapolis? Like, why would that be the recourse?
Yeah, so, you know, it makes sense in this context. The Department of Justice has been firing attorneys for not prosecuting cases when they don't find crimes. They have been firing attorneys for prosecuting cases when they had a lot of evidence of crime, for example, January 6th or the special counsel's attorneys. So the idea that Pam Bondi has a serious personnel shortage and manning problem, that is not surprising.
And we just saw some federal prosecutors in the state quitting.
Yes, in Minnesota.
Right.
And so I think everybody in the DOJ right now has a line. And what you're seeing right now in Minneapolis is, for some people, they have reached that line. Now, to your question about is it surprising that the Pentagon is sending 40 military attorneys here, it's not when you think about the shortage that the DOJ has and this position that it's put itself in, but it is unusual to send 40 military attorneys to a U.S. attorney's office. You certainly see special assistants, U.S. attorneys, you see JAGs detailed in that position here and there. I was one. But to send 40 at the same time to a U.S. attorney's office, that is highly unusual. And candidly, I don't think it's going to go the way the administration thinks it's going to go.
Why?
Because, for one, JAG officers are very serious about their oath to the Constitution. They are both officers of the court and they are officers of the military. And so I think that if they have a whiff that something is not right in what they are being asked to prosecute, I think that they will take very seriously the oath that they took. But second, and I say this with the love of the JAG Corps and with the love for federal prosecutors and spouses, it's not easy to just become a federal prosecutor on a Monday. And so you're looking at possible appellate issues. You could get more no-true bills if you send 40 people who don't know what they're doing into a U.S. attorney's office.